Hi, everybody. This is Laurie Handlers, and you're listening to another segment of Tantra Cafe, a program for spiritual enlightenment. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. I definitely greet you in peace. Many people know that Tantra is not the only sexual alchemy science originating from the Far East. Taoism originates from the same part of the world, and Jikung, a Taoist practice, is said to be the basis of all sexual alchemy. Now, that's a really big claim. And my guest today, Dr. George Love, is the person who makes this claim. So I want to introduce him. He's a fabulous guest today. You will learn so much. He is a Taoist Qigong master and a lineage holder of Lung Ching Qigong. It's called, really known as, the Blue Dragon Immortal Qigong. He's been practicing it since 1994. He's a student of Sunyata Saraswati. By the way, that's my lineage, who is a master of Kriya Yoga. And George is also a doctor of Oriental Medicine since 1986. He practices acupuncture and massage. And he's located in the Boca Raton area of Florida. So, George, welcome to the show, and let's talk about this claim. There's a lot.
Thank you, Laurie. It's a pleasure to be invited onto your show.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. So we're talking about Taoism. We're talking about Tantra, which I think are very related. And I think that you know, in certain ways, volumes more than I do about how they are related. So how can you make a claim about Qigong being the basis of all sexual alchemy? Like, I want to get right into that, and then we'll go into some basic understandings.
Okay, so the first thing we have to understand is, what is qi and what is gong? Qi is the electromagnetic energy that flows through your body like blood flows through the veins, and gong means self-mastery. So qigong is how you master your own energy field. Now, if you want to be involved with sexual mastery, you need to project your qi. Now, the tip of the penis is connected to the heart. The bottom of the vagina is connected to the heart. But anatomically, the heart is about 18 inches higher than the bottom of the vagina. So the man, if he wants to connect heart to heart, has to project the qi out the tip of his penis 18 inches. And if you don't know qigong, you cannot do that.
Wow, that was pretty simply said. I mean, just give it a minute here, because I'm trying to picture all these inches, 18 inches. And so what you're saying really is that people really need to project their energy in a big way. And if they don't know how to project, there's no way that they can have mastery over this energy. Is that what you mean? Is that what you said?
So that's why I said it's the basis, it's the foundation of all sexual alchemy. Now, sexual alchemy, the purpose is to move the qi from the base of the spine, which is known as the sacral bone, and in front of the sacral bone is the sacral pump. So our objective is to move that fluid, which is called cerebrospinal fluid, up
right
to the brain and connect to the pineal gland. Now, in Kundalini yoga, their whole purpose is to connect to the pineal gland. And there's breathing, and there's visualization, and there's internal strengthening, and exercise is all connected with that.
Now, why do you want to do that?
All of those exercises are part of qigong.
No. I get that, but what I mean is, why would you want to connect the sacrospinal fluid
to the spine, to the pineal gland.
What is the pineal gland? I know what the pineal gland does, but I want to know, you know, I want to talk about it. What does the pineal gland do, and why would you want to project that spinal fluid up to the pineal gland?
Okay. So I'm gonna jump ahead, and then I'm going to come back to answer your question.
That's
the
great. Okay.
The pineal gland, when it's connected to the pineal, opens the crown chakra. So our ultimate purpose is to connect the pineal to the pituitary. So you have to be able to connect to the pineal so that you can connect to the pituitary to open your crown.
Okay.
Now, when your crown opens, you are making love outside of your body. You're making love anywhere from 7 to 12 inches above your own head.
Right. Okay. So you're having a cosmic, this is what, I mean, I talk about this in Tantra all the time. You're having a cosmic connection. You're in total union with yourself. You might be in total union with a partner, and you're in union with the entire cosmos, no?
That's true, but that means that I have to teach my female partner how to do that, how to connect to her pineal by herself. And I have to know how to connect to my pineal by myself. And that takes about a year of practice. And then when we both know how to push that chi up to the pineal, then we can do partner practice and have that cosmic experience.
Okay, great. So I got that. I'm following you, and it sounds luscious, wonderful, and cosmic. And now talk a little bit about, if you wouldn't mind, talk a little bit about the pineal gland and the pituitary gland. How, I mean, we're talking about the crown chakra, which is the top, which is the one that connects to the entire universe, connects to spirit, connects to anything and all, everything, anything and everything. And talk a little bit about the two glands. What are they? What are their purposes? What's the pineal gland for, and what's the pituitary gland for?
Okay, so everyone has heard of the God particle, or has everyone not heard of the God particle?
No. I can't assume... I can't assume that everyone has heard of this.
Okay, so we are animal, we are human, and we are divine. So the center of our animal energy is four fingers below the belly button. The center of our human energy is between the nipples. And the center of our divine energy is between the third eye, the brow chakra, and the base of the skull. So the pineal is located approximately at the base of the skull, and the pituitary is located approximately where the third eye is. So when you push the energy up to the pineal, which is the divine connection, so the animal to the human to the divine. And the pineal gland is the divine guidance system. It's the thing that says, yes, this is a good thing to do. Yes, connect with this person. Yes, help this person. Yes, be altruistic. Yes, open your heart. Open your wallet. Open your home. Okay? So the pineal.
Wait a minute, did you say open your
wisdom,
leg?
Okay? Now the pituitary is the part that says, this is a unwise thing. This is an unhealthy thing. It's discernment. So we need both discernment and divine openness. So we have a jealous love, and then we have a universal love. So we need both of those loves. Because we need the jealous love to protect our loved ones, and then we need the universal love to connect with everyone. So without the pineal, we can't have divine wisdom. And without the pituitary, we cannot have discernment. And so when the two are connected, then the crown opens up and we connect to the universal consciousness that some people call God. And since all of us are little bits of God located in the pineal, then there's this universal consciousness that we can connect to all sentient beings. And that's what I learned from Buddhist psychology when I studied Tibetan Buddhist medicine in Colorado. Tibetan Buddhist psychiatry in Colorado at the Nyingma Institute.
Yeah, your background of the things that you've studied is amazing, and how you've you know, we're going to, of course, we'll talk more about how you've connected all of these dots. You know, you really have a great, you have a great resume of studies of Oriental things, Eastern things, Taoist things, Buddhist things, Tantric things. So it's great that you're connecting up all these dots. Now, did you say, I because you spoke fast about these, all these this inches from this inches and this inches from this inches. Did you? You spoke really fast. It was like I was trying to measure it in my mind and going, how, four, okay. So I got the part that was in the middle of the chest, like in, you know, directly center of the nipples. I got that one, and I got the 18 inches above. You have to shoot 18 inches up to the heart, the energy from the tip of the penis, but I didn't get, there was something 4 inches. What I want to ask you is, did you speak of the Kunda gland? Did you speak of that when you were speaking about this, the pineal? I'm sorry, about the cerebral spinal fluid going up to the pineal gland?
I did not speak about it. I just said that there was a sacral pump that pumped that fluid up. Now, how do we activate that sacral pump? Well, we use anal rectal muscles. And there are many exercises that will stimulate the anal rectal muscles. Some of you know Upala Bandha.
People know from me, they've heard on my show many times where we squeeze and we make the sounds, ooh, ah, ooh, ah, and we squeeze and connect through sound the sex and the heart. Mm-hmm. So people are familiar with doing Kegel exercises.
Kegel exercises, right? And some people are even familiar with anal sex. So if a man knew what he was doing, he could use anal sex to activate his woman's pineal gland if he was trained properly.
That's capital I, capital F. If.
If he's trained, exactly. If he's trained and the woman can't get to the pineal on her own, he can actually open up her pineal. And that's a big if, like you said. Okay?
No, it sounds fantastic. It sounds fantastic. We're going to talk more about that. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Tantra Cafe, a program for spiritual enlightenment. I'm Laurie Handlers, your host. And today I'm speaking with Dr. George Love, who is a doctor of Oriental medicine. He's an acupuncture practitioner. He's been a massage therapist since 1974. And we were just talking about how we bring energy up the spine and open up and connect the pineal gland with the pituitary gland. And we were just also, George was just discussing how anal sex could be a way of opening up the pineal gland. When we come back, we're going to be speaking more about this and other Oriental secrets that George has. So please stay tuned. Wondering what book you should read to jumpstart your sex life and increase your happiness? Try my book, Sex and Happiness, The Tantric Laws of Intimacy by me, Laurie Handlers. This short, easy-to-read book will make you laugh at yourself, and it may possibly make you cry as you discover my tantric secrets for happiness and how they apply to you. In the book, I begin with the 10th law, make love in the unknown. And then I work you all the way through laws 1 through 9 to teach you how to be in the unknown, fresh, every moment of every day of your life. Sex and happiness puts the innocence and love back into sex and gives Tantra the respect it deserves. It's only $19.99 in paperback and $14.99 ebook. Go to sexandhappiness.com to order your copy of Sex and Happiness by me, Laurie Handlers, the host of Tantra Cafe.
Have you ever wished for an end to pests in and around your home, around your office? Stop paying for dangerous chemicals that can harm your children, your pets, and your clients. Today in Arizona and Florida, an environmentally responsible pest control company named Ladybug has set up shop to provide natural and organic pest control services. Ladybug can help you stop even the most persistent, nastiest bugs with green, organic products that are friendly to people and pets. In addition, there are franchise opportunities in Arizona, Florida, and throughout the USA. To learn more about Ladybug's home-friendly and earth-smart green pest control services, visit the Ladybug website at ladybugcorp.com or call us at 561-276-7600. Ladybug guarantees you another eco-friendly, pest-free day, naturally.
Well, we're back, and you're listening to Tantra Cafe. This is Laurie Handlers, your host. By the way, if you ever want to write to me or connect with me about any of my guests, or you have suggestions for the show, you can write to me at Laurie, L-A-U-R-I-E, at TantraCafe.com. Or you can write to me on Twitter or Facebook. Laurie Handlers on Twitter, Laurie Handlers on Facebook. My guest today is Dr. George Love, and he is a Taoist Qigong master and the lineage holder of the Lung Ching or Blue Dragon Immortal Qigong since 1994. And he has so much to tell us today. It's very, very exciting. We were just talking about some moving the energy, moving chi in the oriental sense, moving the chi up the spine, having a cosmic experience, making love to the whole universe. And we were just talking about anal sex and how that could open up the pineal gland for women if a man were trained in knowing how to do this. Now, George, do you train men how to do this?
Yes, I most certainly can. But the Qigong, like I said, is the foundational practice. So it takes about a year. It takes about a year, and anyone who's interested, once they take the Qigong training course, then yes, I will teach them.
Now, please talk a little bit. Tell us about Qigong and really how you got into it. Like, why would somebody want to get into it, other than what you just said about amazing sexual practice?
Well, it wasn't the sex that got me into it. I was an acupuncturist for 3 years, and I had heard about Qigong. I had read about Qigong. It was this fantastical energy healing thing, and men and Qigong practitioners could project chi out of their bodies, and they could shrink tumors by pointing a finger and, you know, all this stuff. And I was like, well, I want to know about it. So my Qigong master was doing a lecture. He had been in prison during the Cultural Revolution. And so he'd gotten out of jail, got to the United States, and he was in Chinatown, New York. So I went to hear him speak, and then a few weeks later I heard he was speaking again. I went to hear him a second time. Well, the third time he recognized me, and he was like, you, stay after. And when he found out I was an acupuncturist, he wanted me to move into his office. Well, I was a newlywed, and I was not really thinking of closing my office to move in with this Chinese guy who could barely speak English.
Uh-huh.
And then all of a sudden I woke up and I said, when is the next time a Qigong master is going to invite me to learn at his feet? So I made up my decision, closed my office, and I moved in with him for the next 6 years. So
wow.
I saw him do fantastic things like cure liver cancer with one treatment, cure bone cancer with one treatment. I mean, he was just amazing. So after 6 years, his granddaughter came from China, and he quickly forgot about me, so I was like, okay. And then I moved to Florida because,
oh,
you know, Chinese family, you know, blood is thicker than mud.
Right.
3 years
did you stay married?
His wife had a stroke, and his granddaughter got killed in a car accident.
Oh, no.
So then he calls me on the phone and wants me to come back. So it didn't take me but a couple hours to figure out I needed to go back. And then a few months later, he said, I'm going to die in 90 days, and I want you to be the lineage holder of my family Qigong. And at that point, I had been practicing about 11 years. And I was like, 10 years, 11 years, is that enough to be the lineage holder? And he said, oh, yes. And then he proceeded to tell me all these secrets that he had never shared before.
Oh.
And some of those secrets was the secret of immortality, which is the sexual qigong.
Right.
And I was like, whoa, okay then. So, again, he swore me to secrecy. So I couldn't, you know, divulge all this new information that he gave me. And 90 days later, to the day, he died.
Wow.
And then,
he was very in touch with himself if he knew exactly when he was going to die. But
yeah,
why didn't he, but if, oh, I have so many questions now. I just want to roll back for a second. When you moved in with him in Chinatown, did you stay married?
Did I stay married?
Yeah, because you said you were newlywed and you didn't want to move in to Chinatown because you didn't want to risk your new marriage. But did everything stay cool in your marriage when you moved into Chinatown?
Oh, yeah, everything stayed cool until I moved to Florida.
Oh, okay.
She didn't want to go to Florida. So,
all right, now I had another question, which was, if Qigong...
Mm-hmm.
And this lineage is the secret to immortality. How come he died?
Well, I just explained to you, his wife had a stroke and his granddaughter was killed. So he just didn't want to live anymore.
Okay, got it. Thank you. I mean, listen, I might be able to follow that, but, you know, I don't think that's necessarily a natural thing. You know, like, anyone would know that he didn't want to live anymore, but I get it. So he just didn't want to stay around.
Yeah, I mean, if everybody you love is dead, you know, what's the point? You know?
Yeah, yeah.
So,
okay.
I mean, he had been beaten and tortured every day for 8 years. 80% of the people who went to prison with him died in prison. The thing that kept him alive was doing Qigong 12 hours a day.
Okay, okay.
So he had a really hard life. So the fact that he lived to be 91 is in itself remarkable. You know,
that
he didn't live forever, but that he lived so long when so many of his compatriots died.
Yes. Okay, I get it. So he passed along to you this amazing lineage, and he probably felt you were a great student anyway. I mean, when you said that thing about how much time was 11 years enough time, it sounds like maybe for someone else it wouldn't have been, but for you it sounds like it probably was.
Well, the Chinese culture is very particular. You don't question the master. You don't say why and how come and what if. Those are just really big faux pas. So it made me very thoughtful so that when I asked the question contained the answer. So all he had to say was yes or no.
Okay.
And the way he would say yes is he would smile, and the way he would say no is he would frown. So he didn't even give me the courtesy of an audible answer.
Okay.
And when he was annoyed, he would just get up and leave the room.
Okay, I understand.
So I had to learn all these cultural nuances of how to communicate. And so I made it my business to learn him. And I can only guess that was the reason why he felt cool about transmitting this knowledge to me. Because I made the effort to communicate heart to heart.
I keep hearing this noise in the background. Are you near
I'm
the ocean right now?
I'm standing outside my office. Because there's still people in the waiting room that are waiting for me to come back and take care of them.
Okay, so I see things are driving by. Okay, why do you feel this is the be all, the end all of all be alls in terms of this set of practices? You know, why do you feel that?
Okay, so let me start at the beginning. I was 25 years old. My father taught high school biology, chemistry, and physics. So I was like the neighborhood know-it-all. And when I was 16, my father gave me a book called The Encyclopedia of Sex. So even though I was a virgin until I was 19, I was doing sexual discourses to the kids in the neighborhood with no experience, just straight book knowledge. So at age 25, I really thought I knew what I was doing, and I met this girl from India. And, you know, I remember it was Valentine's Day, and she took me home and she says, I'm going to teach you how to make love to me, but we're not going to have sex tonight. And for the next three nights, she taught me how to touch her, massage her, and make love to her without penetration.
Mm.
So we spent the next 4 months together. And at that age, at 25, I thought I knew it all. And then when I met my Qigong master, he showed me that I really didn't know that much. And then I met Shunyata, and Shunyata was very impressed with what I knew and proceeded to ask me a bunch of questions. And then he said, well, it's a little more of this and a little more of that. So he began to tweak the knowledge that I already had. And then I was lucky enough to meet four different women who were considered tantric. And so I did partner practice with each one of them. And that brought my skill level to an even higher height. And then in Miami Beach, I met this Tibetan teacher, Kempo Chime, and so we were talking about Buddhism and sex. And so he started laughing at me, and he said, who told you that Buddhists don't have sex? And I said, but I thought, and he's like, well, you don't know. Buddhists have sex, especially Tibetan Buddhists. In fact, there's a whole lineage on Kansa. And I was like, you gotta be kidding me. So he proceeded to teach me about Tibetan Buddhist sex, sexual tantra, which is completely different from Hindu tantra. I mean, it's a whole nother animal. So I've got the Taoist lineage, I've got the Kriya Yoga lineage, and now I've got this Tibetan Buddhist lineage. So now my mind is reeling. Because, again, I think I know it all, but then I begin this other practice. And so this other practice, which has to do with visualization and eye gazing and internal muscular control with the tongue and cycling the energy inside your body. And this is all solo practice. None of this is partner practice. This is all solo practice. Okay, so
yeah.
Having had three different images, then the realization came to me that all the people who said that they knew what they were doing, they didn't know what they were doing. They were just pretending. So I studied acupuncture from the People's Republic of China. I studied acupuncture from Dr. Monica, who is the head of the largest hospital in Japan. I studied acupuncture with Dr. Anton Jayasurya from Sri Lanka, who has the largest teaching hospital in the world. I studied Korean acupuncture in Korea. And I studied Tibetan acupuncture with Dr. Yeshe Dandin, who is the personal physician to the Dalai Lama. So I know a little bit more about acupuncture than anybody coming out of school. Because I have these four traditions just in acupuncture. So now when you combine that with the Qigong, lineages, and then we go into sexual energy healing, then it's a whole nother animal. And
this
that's
is amazing.
Why,
this is what I said to you before. I mean, that's why I said your resume has so much Asian and Oriental and Eastern, both philosophy, practice, and science in it. It really puts you in a place that not many people are in. But what you said, like, about pretend, it just sounds like, you know that old, story where there are three blind men and they each find a piece of the elephant? And the one blind man thinks the elephant is the tail, and one blind man thinks the elephant is the leg, and the other blind man thinks the elephant is the trunk, but that each one of them have a piece of it, but nobody can see the whole elephant. So it sounds like you have a view that many people do not have, which is of the entire elephant, meaning the body, the mind, and the spirit, from all these aspects of science, of practice, and of alchemy, all together, which would make your own alchemy, George.
Exactly, and the one thing we haven't talked about is emotional balance. Because if you're emotionally unbalanced, how are you going to possibly emit sexual healing energy?
Right. I need to stop you here for a second, because we'll come back to that, the emotional balance. How do you balance emotionally, and what you have to say about that? If you just tuned in, I just want to let you know you're listening to Tantra Cafe. It's a program for spiritual enlightenment. My name is Laurie Handlers, and I'm your host. And my guest today is Dr. George Love, who has combined various lineages of acupuncture, many lineages of Qigong, and also Tantra Kriya Yoga, all together with Oriental medicine. And he's giving us a bird's eye view of what happens when you put all of this together. So please stay tuned when we come back, when we talk about emotional balancing. If you're listening to Tantra Cafe, congratulations. You've reached a higher plane of consciousness in caring for yourself and caring for your significant other. Tantra can help with physical and emotional bonding to nurture your relationship. And there's another level of care that you should be considering as well. It's your family's financial well-being. I rely on DeLone Financial Services to guide me on this journey. And Jeff DeLone is my friend. He and I have worked together for years. He even helps care for my father's finances. For information about your family's financial planning, contact Jeff DeLone at 610-356-1253. That's 610-356-1253. Or you can email Jeff at jdelone@deloanefinancialgroup.com.
Securities and investment advisory services are offered through FSC Securities Corporation, member FINRA SIPC. Jeff DeLone is a registered representative with FSC Securities Corporation. DeLone Financial Group is not.
Are you stuck in an area of your life? For example, having challenging or negative relationships? Are you feeling unfulfilled? Perhaps you're experiencing a lack of energy or possibly even tension in your body. I feel you need to call Kate Holt. Kate Holt is a core energetics practitioner. Whether you work with Kate in a group or in a private session, you'll feel like you're coming home to yourself. You'll become more comfortable in your own skin. You'll discover your unique gifts and be supported to bring them fully into the world. You'll be empowered to create the life you want and have more pleasure and fulfillment. Don't waste another minute feeling stuck. Really. Call 856-261-4900 for a consultation. Or visit www.kateholt.info. That's kateholt.info. Welcome back to Tantra Cafe. This is Laurie Handlers. My guest today is Dr. George Love. George, let's let people know how they can get in touch with you now, and we'll let them know again, but let's let them know the best way to get in touch with you, because a lot of people will probably want to reach you when they hear the show. What's
the
website?
You can reach me directly at area code 561-502-6200.
Okay, great. And what's the website?
Is Blue Dragon Qigong Academy.com. And Qigong is spelled Qigong. Blue Dragon Qigong Academy.com.
Okay, great. Wonderful, George. Thanks. So where we left off was talking about emotional balance. Listen, before we talked in the program about if a man understands how to have anal sex with a woman, he can open up her pineal gland, I'd say you'd have to be emotionally balanced to be able to do that. And I'd say the woman would need to be emotionally balanced as well. So how do you emotionally balance? Why would somebody want to emotional balance, and what's the best way to do it?
Okay, so let's start at the top. Anger, addiction, and avoidance. Those are what we call the three poisons. Craving power, craving possessions, and craving perversion is the three demons. So the three poisons and the three demons push us out of balance. So in my teaching, you are not allowed to have sex with anybody if you have any of those. And there's no
reason. Could you say those again? Say those again. Anger?
Anger, addiction, and avoidance.
Okay, anger, addiction, avoidance. Go ahead.
And then the other power, possession, and perversion.
Okay.
Okay? So if you have any of those cravings, okay, how can you have sacred sex? It's not possible.
You can't.
So therefore, you have to be on the spiritual training path to eliminate the three poisons and the three demons. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is the offsetting of that is called the six perfections, but it's also translated as the six virtues. So the six virtues are generosity, ethics, joyous effort, concentration, meditation, and wisdom. So you must cultivate the six virtues in order to offset the three demons and the three poisons. Now, if you add in the four heart hurts, which are abandonment, rejection, betrayal, and abuse, and all of us have suffered from that when we were teenagers, but some of us overcome it, and some of us don't overcome it. And then there's the six energy thieves, which is craving, taste, touch, sight, sound, smell, and sensation. And then there's the seven deadly emotions. Fear, anxiety, worry, sadness, loneliness, grief, and rage, and frustration, resentment, shame, blame, guilt, and depression. It's a little bit more than seven, but that's what they call it. So we have all those emotions. We have the four heart hurts, the six energy thieves, the three demons, and the three poisons. Now, you're going to carry all that into the bedroom. You're going to carry all that into your sexual tantra. You got to be kidding me. Okay?
No, you can't.
You can do all the breathing, and you can do all the meditation, you can do all the anal squeezing you want, but if you're carrying those emotions in your body, you can't project diddly squat. That is not tantra. You can do all the Teresa and all the stroking and all the, you know, hot oil massage, and if you're carrying those emotions in your body, then you are not doing tantra. Sorry.
I totally agree with you, George. I couldn't agree with you more. And I, you know, my tantra has tons. It's probably weighted, if you put it on a scale of touching and whatever you just said, hot oil massage and tantalizing things or eye gazing, the scale would definitely tip towards emotional release. I mean, I do emotional release practices many times a week to let go of anything that I might be carrying, and that's what helped me get rid of what you called those heart hurts and those anger addiction. I can't read my writing, and so I agree with you. So how in your practices do people master this? They do what you said last.
No, the Qigong. You have to do the Qigong.
The Qigong. Okay, I get it.
It is through the movement barefoot on the grass that pulls the negative emotions out and grounds them. Okay? So,
okay.
For just silly argument's sake, I'm sure you've seen a massage therapist wipe his arms down and throw energy into a plant. You might have seen that, maybe not. Okay. I was in Uganda more than 10 years ago, and I saw a so-called witch doctor pull some bad energy out of a pregnant woman, and he walked over to a tree and threw the energy into the tree.
Okay.
And I was like, whoa, I do that. I do that same technique, pull out the bad energy, but I pull it out of myself and throw it into a bush or a plant. And this guy was pulling it out of another person and putting it into a tree. So clearly, this is some ancient methodology of healing. So he was doing energy work. So, so by doing the Qigong on a regular basis, so there is a Qigong exercise specifically for frustration, resentment, shame, blame, guilt, rage, and depression. There's a Qigong exercise specifically for fear, anxiety, and heightened states of awareness. There's a specific one for obsessive compulsive disorder. There's a specific one for bipolar. Okay? So all of these mental obscurations, there are particular Qigong exercises to get rid of those. And how can you, and I know a bunch of bipolar people here in Boca Raton, which is the sixth borough of New York, who are engaging in sexual acts three times a week. And they're bipolar. And I just close my eyes and shake my head. And I just send out blessings and pink bubbles to them whenever I see them.
Listen, I would much rather have the people that you're talking about, bipolar people who are taking whatever they're taking, Zoloft, Prozac, all of these bipolar drugs that, and they usually are taking five at a time, Wellbutrin, and who knows, they're taking all these things at the same time and balancing it out. I would much rather them be doing Qigong in groups, you know, of people, you know, lined up on grassy areas, wherever it is. So I really agree with you. I feel that I've done it through different practice than what you're saying, but I'm very turned on to hear what you're talking about, and sounds to me like the next thing I'm going to do in my life is Qigong. You know, I had no idea.
That would be a logical next step for all Tantra teachers. Because unless you can ground your own energy, how are you going to ground somebody else? Unless you can clear your own emotional energy field, how are you going to help somebody else clear theirs? You have to have the active practice of clearing your own.
Well, as I say to you,
I
actually do have active practices of clearing my own energy. They're just not Qigong, but they could be, when we take a look at it, they could be very related. They're just not Qigong, but they could be very related. So I actively clear my energy on a daily basis. Both, I don't throw my energy into a plant, but I do pound the earth. I use the ocean. I use salt, et cetera. There are other things that I do. And it sounds like Qigong is so powerful that it might be, it could, I don't know, I'm saying might, I don't want to offend you. I'm saying it looks like it might be like an end-all, be-all practice. I have to see.
Yeah, we'll see. That's
it's amazing what you're talking about. Amazing.
What?
So
I said 1 hour is all it'll take.
1 hour. Well, 1 hour of seeing what you have to say and seeing what you have to show, but then it's going to take some years of practice, no?
Well, being as you're an advanced soul, you might be able to do it in 3 or 4 months.
Yeah, I think it's possible. Let me ask you a question. Is it possible to study this with you not being present, like not being in Boca Raton?
Is it possible to study with me without being in Boca Raton? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Yeah, because there's Skype. I do workshops every other month in New York.
Okay,
so
good.
So we bounce the energy back and forth from New York to Florida. And then the students who can't make the group classes, we do it one-on-one online.
That's great. That's really great. I'd be very interested, and I imagine a lot of people listening would be interested, and perhaps a lot of my students would be interested. I'm, you know, as we're talking, my wheels are calculating. How can we get this set of practices into all my students? So it's great.
Mm-hmm.
It's really, really great. If you just tuned in, by the way, you're listening to Tantra Cafe. I'm Laurie Hamlers, your host, and today my guest is Dr. George Love, who is a doctor of Oriental medicine practicing in the Boca Raton area of Florida. He's also a Qigong master. He holds a lineage in Qigong, and we've just been talking about emotional balance and how you get emotionally balanced before you attempt to have tantric lovemaking with a partner. You get emotionally balanced within yourself. Please stay tuned for the next segment when we talk about some other amazing secrets held by Dr. George Love. We'll be right back. Many times on Tantra Cafe, you've heard my guests and me discuss emotional release techniques. Now, you can do emotional release work in the privacy of your own home. In my CD, Shamanic Release in Lati Han, I create a very, very safe and sacred space in which you can do the powerful work I'm known for in my Tantra courses. First, I set you up with the proper positioning and breathing, and then I guide you through emotional states to the beat of tribal African rhythms. Try this CD as an easy way to do your personal clearing work on a regular basis and watch your relationships walk free from emotional baggage. You can order my CD at butterflyworkshops.com for only $20. I believe you're worth it. I hope you do. Go to butterflyworkshops.com and get your copy now. And walk free from emotional baggage. Okay, we're back. And I'm Laurie Handlers, your host on Tantra Cafe. I'm speaking today with Dr. George Love. We have worked through pushing sexual energy all the way up into somebody's body, bringing it up the back of the spine. We've talked about the different, I don't even know what to call them. George, he illuminated addictions. He illuminated heart hurts. He talked about things that people have in terms of cravings. This is clearly a person with a lot of information. So, George, we're coming back to you. What in this part of the show, what would you say, is there some kind of a practice that you could share with us that people could, you know, do at home, they could take away from the show?
Again, there's only so much I'm allowed to publicly share. Breathing, meditation, postures, emotional balancing.
All right, wait, let me ask you this question. If somebody started to take Qigong with anybody, would you recommend that? Would that be a good thing for them to do?
Yes, yoga or Qigong would be a great starting point, but it's not going to get you to where you want. So let me just give you an example. I have a woman, she's 54 years old, she hasn't had a sexual relationship in 10 years.
Okay.
She claims that she's not interested in sex. She doesn't want to be with a man. She's happy doing what she's doing. After doing Qigong every day for 4 months with me, she comes to me and she says, I'm embarrassed to admit this, but my vagina is secreting fluids. That hasn't happened in like 15 years. And I'm having dreams about sex again. And I think it's the Qigong. So I was like, wow, that's very good to know. At 54 years old, you still have some juice inside of you.
Right.
And that was an amazing affirmation of how Qigong can transform someone who decided they were happy being celibate.
Right.
Then I had another woman who was in a 15-year relationship, an abusive relationship where the man didn't work, took advantage of her, took her money, took her paycheck, abused her family. So the family, for 15 years, the family was trying to get them apart. But she was so weak-willed that she could not separate from this guy. Again, 4 months doing Qigong, she went out and had an affair with some guy that she met in college, some earlier, 15 years earlier, and then went home and then told the guy, you got to get out. And she said she wouldn't have had the guts to do that if it wasn't for Qigong. So these are two recent examples of women who utilize Qigong to balance and center themselves and ground themselves and to claim their power sexually.
Yes, and that's it sounds
without,
terrific.
And that's without the training.
It really sounds terrific. So, yeah, okay. So I guess what I, so my question was, though, I got that they were studying with you, and you have a uniqueness about you that you've studied all these lineages and put them together. So I would imagine it would be optimum to study with you. But if someone just was starting Qigong, let's say in Boston, would it be advisable for somebody to start taking Qigong? Or if somebody got a Qigong DVD, which, by the way, do you have one?
Yes, I have Qigong DVDs and Qigong books.
Okay,
so,
good.
So you can order over the phone or online or, you know, however you choose to do that.
Okay.
I would love to be able to say that all Qigong is equivalent, but most Qigong is martial, and the rest of Qigong is spiritual, and that leaves the medical part few and far between. There's 7,000 forms of Qigong, and all of them are valid. I would imagine they're valid. But this is the only one that I know of that focuses specifically on the acupuncture meridians and the extra meridians and is directly connected to the organs. And I teach people how to actually heal their organs. And we do a check at bedtime where you actually tune in to each one of your organs separately. And then in the morning, you actually breathe into your organs. So we do organ healing, and I've never seen any other Qigong that does that.
Okay. All right, so it's very, very special and specific. Now, I'm going to come back to my previous question, which was, is there anything you could share? And I know that you have a lineage where it's oral traditions, and some of them are very secretive. You can't share them with people unless they're on the specific path. But I was privy to you sharing something very powerful in New York recently when we were on the Sex and Sensuality panel at the New Life Expo. Is it possible for you to share one of those breaths with us on the radio, or do you need to be eyeball to eyeball with the people?
It's really hard to do on the radio. It's like impossible to do on the radio. Yeah, because I have to see what you're doing. And just for your own information, there was a third part to that I didn't teach.
Right.
So I only taught you two parts. So then I'd have to teach you the third part, and then you'd have to practice all three simultaneously.
I see.
All right. Showing you the
I'm not
going to
twist your arm, George. I'm not going to. You know, I understand and I respect the respect that you have for your lineages. I really, really do. So are there any tips that you can give us besides like getting in touch with you and getting in touch with your Qigong, either coming to New York for a workshop or getting online and getting one of your DVDs? Are there some tips that we can take away from the show today?
Get up at sunrise. Go outdoors. Walk barefoot in the grass. Stomp your feet. Swing your arms. Pull the energy of the cosmos directly into your heart. be aware of your emotions. Anger is a positive emotion that will protect you from being taken advantage of, but you cannot stay angry. Fear is a positive emotion that will protect you from being killed, but you cannot stay in fear. So you must experience your emotions, feel the feeling, and then let go of it. Now, I met a man today. He just walked into my office, and he said, I'm angry because I don't have a girlfriend. And I've got this big beer belly. And I want you to help me get rid of my beer belly and get a girlfriend. And I said, I like a man who knows what he wants. And you're in the right place, and I can help you.
That's great.
Because he knew what he wanted.
Well, that's great. Yeah, that's very important that people know what they want, but most people only know what they don't want.
Exactly. So I said, you're going to be very successful. You're ahead of the game because you know what you want. You want a girlfriend. So I'm going to teach you. I will gladly accept you as a student. So
that's great.
You know, and I don't know. These kind of things happen, you know. I was in Starbucks in the airport, and this woman came up to me and said, are you a movie star? So I laughed. I said, no, I'm not a movie star. I'm just a poor, humble teacher. She said, you're somebody really important, and if you're not in the movies, they need to make a character in a movie just for you.
Great choice.
So I was like, wow, I thought I was incognito in the airport. You know, so the energy is there. The frequency is there. And so my job is to raise everyone's frequency. So the tip that I have is to be your best self. Upgrade all your stuff. If you're really good at something, be better at it. Upgrade your packaging. Upgrade your colors. Upgrade everything.
Everything.
You know, upgrade your shoes, upgrade your clothes, you know, be your highest and best self. Be outrageous. You don't serve anybody by being small. Okay?
So great.
Play big. Like Lori Handler plays big. Play big. That's the tip.
Thank you, George. That's so great. Well, I want to let people know how to get in touch with you. My guest today has been Dr. George Love. You can reach him at 561-502-6200. Or you can go to a website, Blue Dragon Jigong Academy.com. And Jigong is spelled Q-I-G-O-N-G. So Blue Dragon Jigong Academy.com. And you can find Dr. George Love. George, thank you so much for being my guest today. You're outrageous. You're authentic. You're very off the hook. It's wonderful. It's wonderful. Your energy is totally captivating and contagious. Thank you so very much for agreeing to be my guest.
Well, Lori, I really appreciate you allowing me to be on the show. And I love you, too.
Thank you.
I look forward to seeing you in person. And whenever we can get together, it's going to be a lot of fun.
Thank you so much. We'll be in touch soon. Next week, please come back and listen to Tantra Cafe when my guest will be talking about sexual educators getting together all over the world, forming a network of worldwide educators who are carrying on the various traditions and staying connected and busting through all kinds of taboos and countries and cultures that are trying to keep it all down. So please stay tuned. It'll be a very exciting, exciting show. This is Lori Handlers. You can follow me on Twitter. You can follow me on Facebook. You can write to me at lori@tantracafe.com. Until next week, namaste from Tantra Cafe.
Namaste, all.